This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about some really neat classes that the Eatery and Center for the Arts are going to have for, or are having, for veterans here in not only Illinois County, but our surrounding area as well. We have Valerie Herr, who is the director of the ACA, and Valerie, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Just a reminder where the Eatery and Center for the Arts is located at, Valerie.
So we're at 1375 North Main Street, the former girls' training school, right across the street from the LISD.
Yes. Easy to find.
Yes.
Easy to find. And a lot of great things are happening on that campus, isn't there?
We are so busy. Yeah. It's amazing how busy the entire campus is.
And of course, and that also means a lot of great things happening at the Adrian Center for the Arts too, Valerie.
Absolutely.
We wanted to kind of focus on the different classes and things that you offer veterans. And you do offer a lot for them, don't you?
We do. And we're so blessed. The Flagstar Foundation supported this endeavor when we reached out to them and said, hey, we've got an idea. We know we have 6,000 veterans in Lenawee County, and one of the things that they don't really have access to is the arts. And what a better way to help them heal, learn different ways to communicate, and give them some really great happy memories with themselves and their families.
Absolutely. And there's no, you know, experience or talent needed for any of these, is there?
Oh, absolutely not. No. If you say you can't draw a stick figure, that's okay. We've got a class for you.
Well, tell us, Valerie, about some of the classes that you do offer.
So for our veterans programming that starts this month and will run through the end of this year, we have a wide variety. So we've got, you know, we tried really hard to make sure that we had something for everyone, and we're offering the same class multiple days and times to accommodate all schedules. But they're called creative coping, and really what they're helping people do and teaching people is how to use art to cope with your stress. Mm-hmm. Everyday life stresses, your stress from having served our country, and we're so thankful for you for serving our country, and things that you can do at home. That's a really key component to this. You don't have to come to the ACA to be able to do this. We're teaching you things that you can go home and do by yourself, with your family, with your friends. And so some of them are affirmation cards, right? We all need a little self-affirmation.
Yeah.
And so our teacher will take you through the steps to figure out your word or phrase that you will get to look at every day and recognize that you are important, you are worthy, and that you are loved, and that you should find your place here in our community now that you're back from your service. So that's just one of the classes. We're also doing totems. So we're using an air dry clay to make yourself a totem.
Really?
And again, we're teaching you the skills, but that totem is going to be whatever it is that inspires you or whatever it is that you want to look at every single day. We have grumpy art, which is probably my favorite class. It does a lot of color theory. Right?
Okay.
So it can be really hard to express yourself with words.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My favorite phrase is art succeeds where words fail. So by learning color theory, you can create art. And again, it's okay if you can't even draw a stick figure. These are going to be really abstract.
Mm-hmm.
But you could use the reds and the oranges and just let your family know through those colors that you've chosen that you're feeling angry today or frustrated today. Or if you're feeling down, you can use some things in the blue and the green category.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great way for you to communicate and process those emotions in a really great constructive way that then you can look at that and go, all my emotions that I was dealing with are now on that canvas.
Yeah.
I don't have to carry them anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is such a great thing for them to be able to goes through the process and, you know, the healing process too. And some, you know, for a lot of our veterans, that takes a long time for some.
It does. And it could be a never ending journey. And this
sure.
is just one of the components that we can offer to our veterans. And these classes will be all veterans.
Yeah.
So you'll be there with people who understand what you're going through, who you can share your stories with if you feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And to find out that you're not the only one that may be feeling this way.
Yes.
Or sharing with others, with other veterans that may say, hey, this is what helps me. And or I totally understand. Having somebody else being that sounding board too, Valerie, means a lot.
It does. And it's a safe space.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Are there other type of classes that you're offering for veterans as well?
So for this first semester, we're really focusing on these, the ones that I talked about. So the totems, the self-affirmation cards, grumpy art.
I love that title.
And then for the next semester, we'll introduce another round of classes. Some of these are creative journaling. To help you write down your thoughts, right? Or how do you add art to your thoughts? Again, in that process, we'll be adding clay classes. And so every semester, we'll be adding new classes into this. Again, trying to give that wide variety of classes that we've been working with the Local Veterans Coalition on, that the veterans said they were interested in.
Mm.
And, again, thank you to the Flagstar Foundation for supporting this. The veterans don't have to pay a penny to come.
Well, that was going to ask you, how much is this going to cost the veteran? So obviously, none.
It doesn't cost them anything. And if they need help with transportation, I just need them to reach out and call me. 517-759-3005. Ask for Valerie.
Okay. This is so wonderful that you have developed these programs thinking about veterans. And, like you said, we thank them so much for their service. Now it's our time to step up to help them, to come back into the community and, have a very productive life.
It is. And it just made sense.
Yeah.
Right? It's just kind of the way that I think when I had met with, Austin that everybody here knows.
Austin C.
Yes, yep. We had talked about it. And I said, well, why can't we do this, right? That was my first question. Why can't we do this?
Yeah.
And I reached out. Again, the Flagstar Foundation, thank you so much for your generosity to ensure that our veterans don't have to pay a penny for these classes.
Now, next question regarding these classes, then, Valerie, do they need to register ahead of time for these?
They do need to register ahead of time just so we can have our teachers prepared.
Okay.
And so you can register at adriancenterforthearts.org, click classes, and there's a drop-down box that says veterans classes. So click that, and you can register online. Or again, you can call us at 517-759-3005, and we're happy to take your registration over the phone.
Now, is there a deadline for each class for them to register by? Or
the day before.
Okay. All right. So that's the deadline for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
But again, we've got classes scheduled, for between now and the end of summer. And then we'll launch another set. So if you saw a class and you're like, oh, I missed it, look, because it's offered again.
Okay, very good. This is such a great idea. And I am so glad that you collaborated with Austin C. on these too, and to be able to provide these different classes for our veterans. And I think it's just awesome. And the more we can get veterans involved, I think the better.
Absolutely. And from what we are told, there is no other program like this in the United States right now.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
We are very excited to launch this program and then share it across the country and, help other arts organizations create these programs for our veterans.
We're doing big things here in Lenawee County, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah. And it's great. But, to be able to come up with something original and to be able to be the first in the country to be able to offer this. And it's happening right here in Lenawee County, which I think is just fantastic. Keep up the great work that you're doing, Valerie.
And, thank you.
And to provide these classes too, and as well as the instructors for these classes too. Yeah, I mean, you've got some people, well-qualified people, to be able to do these classes.
We do. And again, it was not a hard sell at all when my team is very used to I've got an idea. And they jumped on board and started creating classes specifically for our veterans.
That's great. That's great. That shows the quality and the well, we have such a nice jewel that we have with the Adrian Center for the Arts here in Lenawee County, and thanks for all what you're doing. Now, if you know of a veteran you think that this might be able to help, make sure that they know about it. Spread the word, right, Valerie?
Absolutely. We've been working with Austin and with the state VA to make sure that we're getting the word out, but we need your help. We need to make sure that every veteran hears about this program.
So once again, if they would go to your website, which is
adriancenterforthearts.org,
or if they would like to get more information, they can give you a call, Valerie Herr, right?
Absolutely.
And your phone number once again is
517-759-3005.
Excellent. This is such a great program, Valerie. Congratulations on doing it and being the first in the country to be able to provide something like this. This is great. So thank you so much. We'll look forward to having you back on the program very soon.
Thank you.
My guest has been Valerie Herr, the director of the Adrian Center for the Arts here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.